It was a weekday afternoon in the home of Mark and Denise Byers. The oldest of their two children, 6-year-old Eva, was just coming home from school.
School was good?
Yeah.
What'd you do? Anything good?
We probably was on the bus. We did a little reindeer.
A little reindeer?
Yeah, we did a reindeer.
Their 2-year-old daughter, Gracie, was having a nap. The Byers reside in a quiet rural neighborhood off Route 20A, about 5 miles outside the village of East Aurora. Their quiet household and their lives will soon be celebrated on a nationally televised program.
They called us. Who was it through? I can't remember.
I think they got us through the Farmer Veteran Coalition.
Yeah.
They found us on their website and wanted to...
Lydia Bastianich, host of the public television program Lydia's Kitchen, emigrated to the United States in 1958. She explained that she wanted to express her gratitude to the men and women who have served and in many cases sacrificed for her adopted homeland.
I need to thank them. I need to celebrate America as a whole the best way I know how, and that is with food.
Both Mr. and Mrs. Byers served in the Marines. Denise remained in the United States during her time, but Mark served in Iraq in 2005 and lost his right arm and right leg. After hospitalization, they married, and upon settling down, they started a farm. And then Mark got the inspiration to become a maple syrup producer.
Oh, I think it was 2000. What was it, 2008?
2010.
2010?
That's when we... The first time we tried it was 2010.
Yeah, I was off.
Yeah.
And I saw that we had a whole bunch of maple trees. Actually sitting up against the maple tree, and a maple leaf fell into my lap, literally. And I started looking around and started counting trees. And I came back up and told Denise we're going to start making maple syrup. And she looked at me like I was nuts.
Tell me, when you discovered making real maple syrup, when you took that first taste.
Oh, man.
Besides the fact that I filter it through an old gym sock.
I won't tell if you don't.
That's what I did. It's all right. It was brand new. It was a new
right.
sock.
That's all right.
Maple syrup production is just one element of the Byers' life off the land. Denise explained they raise chickens and turkeys, have a small garden, and sell eggs and honey. Mark will hunt for deer when it's in season. The farm-to-table belief is how the Byers and Bastianich hit it off. Bastianich explained something she hears a lot from the veterans she has met.
They said, you know, Lydia, we're out there. We were out there 2, 3, 4 deployments. You see a lot of destruction. You see death. You know, it's really... here, when we came back to the earth, here we see rebirth. I plant a seed and a plant grows. And on that plant, fruit grows. And then the fruit, I can nourish people, keep them alive.
Mark Byers is a warm and funny individual, even when discussing his war wounds. And his daughters know that daddy's a little different, but it's also no big deal.
The kids are the best. The kids will come up, I mean, right straight forward and say, hey, what happened to you? And you just answer them. You know, I got blown up overseas. It's the adults. They'll sit there and stare.
Mark explained that his toddler's favorite book, one that must be read to her every night, is Goodnight Marine. And his oldest daughter?
Our oldest one will go around. My mom and dad are Marines. That's, she likes to say it. She likes to wear my old covers and stuff. And
the one, we just had the parent-teacher conference, and the one paper was, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And she put a Marine.
Oh, wow. Wow. But then she watched a video of boot camp. And she said, I don't know if I want to be a Marine. She said, do they really yell that much? I was like, yes.
Yeah, I said, you think mommy yells a lot.
Maple production will begin in February when it's time to tap the trees. They are part of one of the most productive regions for maple syrup. Many may think of Vermont or Canada for real maple syrup, but according to Mark...
I think it's the best. I had stuff from Canada, Vermont, Maine, New Hampshire. We've had it from all over the place, and I think our Western New York syrup is the best. Mm-hmm. And we're the second largest producer outside of Canada.
The Byers, during their TV segment, learned from Lydia how to make fresh ricotta cheese. Bastianich, in turn, learned more about a Western New York couple who have transitioned from heroes in service to heroes of the homegrown food movement. From the WBFO Veterans News Desk, I'm Michael Mrosiak.